on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Beautiful stroke from Aaron Finch. Nice from the skipper. 151 off just 60 balls for Aaron Finch. Quite extraordinary.
Now, take a bow, Aaron Finch. That is one of the better knocks you'll ever see, if not the best, in T20. It's the highest score, and the quality has just been quite breathtaking.
Please welcome the breathtaking Aaron Finch.
Yes, Aaron Finch joins us on the Rush Hour, of course, announced his retirement today. Finchie, congratulations. Now, that 156 off 63, that was me bloody commentating on it back in 2013. What a memory that must have been.
Yeah, I like how you put yourself in all the promos. Well done. That's pumping up your own tyres, aren't you? But on a serious note, that was unbelievable. I think that was the first time in my career that I actually believed that I could play international cricket and compete with the best. So that memory will always hold a really special place for me.
Is that something that you've spoken to younger guys coming into international cricket about, Finchie? It's often just a little moment that, you know, bang, you think, okay, well, I'm good enough to play at this level for a long time.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of times, and no doubt in all sport, and you would have been there as well, no matter what level you step up to, you try and bluff yourself like you're ready at times, I think. And that's not until you actually either have a match-winning knock or match-winning innings, or you contribute heavily to a win, that you actually, in your heart, you believe that you're good enough to compete and be able to play with the best in the world consistently. So, yeah, it's something that it's not easy to do. And until you do it, a lot of it is a bit of smoke and mirrors on yourself, isn't it?
Well, you didn't look back after that, Finchie. 103 T20 matches, 3,120 runs, high score of 172. So you went past that 156. Average 34.28. This is what I love. Strike rate 142.53. 200s, 1950s. When you hear those stats, you must be proud of yourself, mate.
Yeah, I am. And I guess while you're still playing, you don't often take enough time to sit back and reflect and probably appreciate what you've been able to do, because your mind is always moving forward on what's next and how you plan and prepare for your next opposition or your next game. And over the last month or so throughout the Big Bash, I've had a little bit more time to be able to sit down and probably appreciate some of the great things that have happened to me in my career, and some of the great friendships I've made, and matches and innings. And it's all really special, and I've loved every bit of it. I mean, there's highs and lows that go with it in terms of your own performance or the team's performance, but just it's unbelievable to sit back and reflect on.
What about white ball cricket, Finchie? It's all about the World Cups, and you've been lucky enough to play in the 2015 50-over World Cup, but more recently, the 2021 T20 World Cup victory. And I heard you say today that's probably the highlight of your career.
Yeah, well, both of them are huge highlights for different reasons. I think the 2015 one, there was so much pressure and expectation. I think we were dominating most oppositions in one-day cricket in the lead-up to that. So it was the expectation that we turn up and win in our own conditions was really high. And to be able to do that was special. But then the 2021 World Cup was totally different, because there was not a huge amount of expectation. All the experts had written us off saying that we were no chance to win. So that was special for that reason. How everyone banded together, we trained hard, we played well, we had a bit of luck along the way, but we also enjoyed the tournament for what it was. We enjoyed each other's company. We were in a COVID bubble, so we were sitting around having a couple of beers, playing golf, and that was amazing in itself.
Who's the biggest influence on your career, Finchie?
Oh, there's been a couple, no doubt. Andrew McDonald, someone who I've known since I was 16, when we toured the UK together. He's someone who's been right there my whole career. And often when things aren't going your way, you turn back to people who you really trust with your game. And for him to be able to see it from that age right through to the end, he was one person I could always go to. And he's helped me out a huge amount. Greg Shipard at Victoria, the master. Everyone calls him the master for a reason. He probably saw a little bit in me before I developed and had a chance to do it consistently, but he took a chance and gave me some extra opportunities when I probably didn't need them, or sorry, when I probably didn't deserve them. And Darren Lehman's probably another one, I guess, who there's times in your career when things aren't going well and you just get one extra game for some reason. I was the kind of player that got one extra game when other guys get the axe a little bit too quick, and things sort of snowball on from there, and you get some runs and it takes off. So it's funny how the game works, and I'm grateful for a lot of people throughout my career. But those guys in an Victorian and in Australian environment have helped me a huge amount.
What does life look like after cricket, Finchie? You've done a little bit of work in media, coaching, you're a businessman. Where's life going to take you?
Well, initially it's going to be some commentary stuff in the ODIs in India and a little bit of IPL. I'll still try and play the odd T20 tournament if teams will have me around the world. But, just enjoying a bit more home time. And we've got Esther at home, who's 17 months, who's growing every day, and she's hilarious. So just watching her grow up a bit more and being a present husband, I guess, is my job for the near future.
Yeah, how good is that going to be? Spend a bit more time with the family. Hey, who, before I let you go, who's the biggest pain in the ass that you've had in your side?
Oh,
too many to mention?
No, there's not too many to mention because all the boys are great, but there's three in particular who, on the field, Glenn Maxwell and Marnus Labuschagne are the worst. Maxie and I used to have a blow up every two overs at each other because he's always right and so am I. So that would never end well. But you walk off the field and it's like nothing happened. Marnus is someone who used to cop a little bit of my frustration because he used to just drift off in the field. After the first 10 overs of a one-day game, he goes out to the boundary and drifts off, and he's looking in the crowd. When you're trying to move a player 4 or 5 metres subtly because the plans have changed with the bowler, that would be my absolute biggest frustration. So he would cop it in that regard. And just an all-round pest, David Warner. You've been in the change rooms, Bluey. He winds everybody up, including myself, but we've been great mates for a long time, and there's no one who I would call if I got in trouble before him, because he knows everybody. He's got a direct line everywhere he goes, but absolutely a pest with the best of them
and never shuts up. So
never.
Hey Finchie, congratulations mate on an unbelievable career. You've been an absolute superstar. You've led the side very, very well. You're very popular. Look forward to playing a bit of golf with you down the track.
Absolutely. I'm playing in the Vic Pro-Am tomorrow, actually. Ooh. So that's a nice way to start retirement, I guess, is straight into a Pro-Am with a few cameras around. So I'll be nervous for that.
Absolutely. Well, play well tomorrow, Finchie, but well done, mate, and congratulations on a great career.
Thanks very much, Bluey.
There you go. Aaron Finch for the Rush Hour.